Welcome to the Crap Beer Cast. I'm Josh, that's Jeff.
Hey Josh, what's happening? Hey Wells, how you doing?
Doing good, how you doing?
How you doing? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, doing all right, can't complain.
Yeah,
Joy Buttafuoco over here.
Yeah, see, now you had to go and make it racist. Way to go.
Joy Buttafuoco over there.
Say hey to your mother for me.
Say hey to your mother for me, yeah?
I will. She started from fucking my father.
All right. So this is normally like the media time. So Jeff, is there any TVOP shows you've been watching?
Nothing really new. We're just getting about that time of season where pretty much everything's ending. So we got a couple things in queue to start. But
we have a new Lasso coming out next month.
Yep.
The money grab. We'll see.
Not
holding my breath.
Yeah, the Bears coming back in about a week and a half. Lioness will be back on Ted Lasso. There's there's a Green Lanterns show coming.
Yep.
That'll be... I'm not terribly fired up for that. We'll see how that one turns out. But yeah, pretty much everything else is shutting down.
I would say out of like all the DC characters, like Green Lantern is actually one of my favorites when it's done right, so
yeah,
I'll be curious to see how that goes, which I guess speaking of, so that's really kind of my big thing to talk about for just a little bit. I'll keep it very short and sweet, but this was my annual Heroes Con trip. So for those of you that don't know, Heroes Con is a big comic book convention that they do here in Charlotte every year. My wallet is screaming at me for spending way too much fucking money, but I had an absolute blast. Got to meet Chris Claremont, who is probably one of the most important X-Men writers ever. Wrote on the book from 1973 to 1991.
Woo!
Introduced characters like Gambit, like created Gambit, introduced Gambit, just did all kinds of cool things. And the fact that I literally Sunday morning, so the kiddo and I get there, we go to a panel about DC, and then I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just gonna walk down, see what Claremont's line is like. It literally is maybe 10-15 people in it.
Okay,
which is kind of sad when you think about it that way, right? Like,
kids today, man.
I know. And I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna stand here, and I don't care how long it takes. I'll talk about another time I stood on Saturday and how long that took here in a second, but I literally stood in line for maybe 20-25 minutes total. Then, you know, get to go talk to Chris Claremont for like a legit good solid 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow.
And it was just like just one of those experiences that I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Nice.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, just getting to meet, like, you know, they say never meet your heroes, right? But
sure. Yeah.
That was really cool. And then the other kind of unfun, but it was still very cool part was on Saturday, stood in line for, and I kid you not when I tell you this, 3.5 hours to get my Batman number one signed by Scott Snyder, who is basically kind of the big thing in comic books right now. Totally worth it.
Okay.
All I need to do now is get the artist to sign it, and then I'm going to get it graded and put it into a slab, and it will live in its tomb forever. And then if I ever need money, I can probably sell it for like $4,000. So there's that too.
So I was going to ask, you know, if there was really a reason to get it graded, but I guess if you are using it as a, if emergency break glass kind of thing, or, you know, like that makes some sense. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where like I would never want to sell it, but yeah, if emergency break glass, here you go, because those things are
good, or you know, if you go to yet another thing that you say I'm not going to spend a lot of money at, you know, like, yeah, you should just go ahead and pre-sell it just to be ready, because
right,
your willpower is weak,
old man. It is because my willpower is so weak, and I'm so glad I didn't do it. I bought one of my favorite artists is an artist that works on the book Invincible. His name is Ryan Ottley. I didn't know he drew Hulk for a short bit of time. Hulk is like my guy, that's my character. Guy had a signed copy of it with a certificate of authenticity. It wasn't graded, but you know, it's the real deal thing. Sold it to me for like $30, and he's like, felt like a crack dealer almost, because he's like, hey, I got something I want to show you. Are either of you familiar with Jim Lee at all?
Is he the, did he do, is he the one that can't draw feet?
That's Rob Liefeld or Liefeld.
Jim Lee, did he do Image?
He did Image. He started Image, actually.
Okay. Yeah. I in the early 90s, when I had my license, I got into comics because I thought it was right after Death of Superman.
Okay.
And I got into comics like at the absolute worst time possible. Like that's my history. I'm going to get into this thing. It's a popular thing. I'm going to make some money, not now, but later on down the road. And I literally like, I'm looking at you, you know, what was that? 1991 Donruss.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I do. Anyway. Totally. But he had a signed Jim Lee and I was like, oh my God. It was a signed Jim Lee X-Men, and I about fucking lost it. And I'm so glad my hands were almost shaking, like, I need to buy this. And my kid came up, and I'm like, okay, we need to go now, because I'm about to buy this. And this is going to be like a $500 fucking comic. So, whew, I walked away. But yeah, overall, had a blast. Would do again, will do again, because I do it every year. So.
Yep. You are a fan.
I mean, at least you're consistent.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those things, dude, where like, even if he isn't going to make it, like I'm back in like fully, like I took a break for a while from comics, but I'm back in fully. I think when I was podcasting about it, it burned me out, which I'm shocked. I'm not burned out on beer and talking about it, but I think just being away from it for a while, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm back in.
I think beer's a maybe an easier hobby than comics.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, I can't drink a comic.
You could.
You can get passionate about your hobbies without it taking over. I feel like comics get really close to that thing of where it gets a little too meaningful. Whereas this is just like, this was a beer.
Yeah, that's great. That's true. That's very true. All right, so on to the news. Wells, a listener submitted this story. There's multiple versions of it, but at the end of the day, what's going on with this recipe that was found?
All right, so Lord knows we're in a patriotic mood this summer for US 250. And
America!
Sure we are. And as happens every single year, every single summer, it's like, hey, did you know the Founding Fathers brewed beer? In fact, George Washington used to brew beer, and he had recipes, and here's one of his beer recipes.
No, it's not.
Sort of. So anyway, a brewery in Virginia is doing one of these colonial era recipe kind of things, using historically accurate techniques. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. Yeah. People used to drink a lot of beer because bacteria was in water and beer was boiled. So,
yep.
That's why.
But I think it's kind of cool. You know, anytime one of these old recipes gets dusted off, it's, you know, might not always be newsworthy, but hey, if you're doing like enough work to like make this more historically accurate, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
No, you go first.
No, I was going to say, it is something neat, right? Like it's an old recipe. Is it really George Washington's? Who knows? But to Wells's point, beer was far more consumed than water because water wasn't boiled. It wasn't treated. It was filled with bacteria where beer was. So you could actually know that you were getting a clean source of hydration, even though you really weren't, but they didn't know that back then. I don't know. I think it's cool.
Yeah. It's just a shame that they won't just like go full in and make it exactly the same. Like this is an evergreen article. It's kind of what you're talking about, right? And I'm gonna be contentious for the sake of being contentious here. But it's just like, this feels like when you go to the you know, the recipe website, and they're like, you know, here's how you make blah, 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 blah. And somebody's like, yeah, except I subbed in, you know, zucchini instead of oil. And, you know, it's like they make a bunch of changes. It's like, well, it's not really the recipe anymore, is it? Like,
right. Yeah.
I would like this to be the way it was, but at the same time, I'm probably not interested in it. So is what it is.
Yeah. I was going to say, you wouldn't drink this anyway. So why does it matter?
Not likely.
Yeah.
I'm kind of cool with them modernizing it to a degree because we didn't have any sort of sanitization back in the day. And yes, beer was boiled, but it was probably also a little funkier than what we would typically consider acceptable these days. So I'm fine if they like do a bastard hybrid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, odds are whatever kind of hops, you know, were in there before have all changed dramatically. And, you know, I'm just being facetious for the sake of being facetious, but you know, again, it's an evergreen article that they're going to bring out every time there's anything remotely historical to talk about. So 250.
Right.
America.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Had a fight on the White House lawn. Oh, we live in the dumbest timeline.
Several of them.
Yes.
It just means we're that much closer to the days of Brando.
It's got what plants crave.
That's right.
All right. So staying a little political, although this story feels very weird. There is a brewery that is in Wisconsin. I'm going to not even try to pronounce the name.
Minocqua.
Minocqua. Is it Minocqua? Okay. Minocqua Brewing.
Minocqua, whatever.
Yeah, who knows? Anyways, the owner has been very loud against this current administration. More power
to
him. Is
this the free beer guy?
Yeah, it is. It's like when that day comes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
So, we won't say any more than that, but look it up if you want to look it up. He did something that wasn't so smart, in my opinion, and he says that this is politically motivated. I'm going to call a little BS on that one. He was taking his beer, and he was selling it over state lines in Illinois.
And let me guess, he did not have the proper papers to do it.
Correct. Nope. And is now saying that this is a political witch hunt against him because him speaking out against this current administration and, you know, the free beer thing. But at the end of the day, bro, you got to pay your taxes, man. And you got to make sure your shit's straight and right.
Does he have the same lawyers as Texas Tech? I'm just asking.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. We did something wrong, and we feel like we're being unfairly persecuted because we did something wrong. Like, no, you broke the rules. Like, I'm sorry we live in a timeline where a lot of people break the rules and don't get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you get to break the rules as well
and not get in trouble for it.
I mean, you might be the one, you know. It's the I was just driving the same speed as everybody else in traffic, officer. Well, somebody had to get pulled over. It happened to be you know.
Yep. Yeah, it's just, this is one of those things where it's just like, man, I feel bad for the guy, right? Like, I can see where he thought he might be in the right, but you don't have the proper permits, you're not paying your taxes, dude, come on, you know better than that. You're a business owner,
right?
Yeah. Like, that's, you're selling a controlled substance at the end of the day, and you need to dot your I's and cross your T's. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, use some logic. Like Jeff said, yes, there is some stupid shit that people are getting away with or have been charged with and are booked with and still run this country. Doesn't mean you get to do it. You're not a millionaire. You're a billionaire. Nope. That's got dirt on everybody. So use some common sense, man.
Yep. Yeah, it's real hard to feel any sort of sympathy from somebody that should really know better. So
yeah. Yeah. It is. Okay. Wells, can you give us a quick background of, if we're not drinking a hazy, we're drinking a crispy boy.
Sure.
Does my beer go through some type of a filtration process? Typically speaking.
Not if it comes from my brewery.
Well, I know that, but typically speaking, like if I'm getting a beer from, you know, an AB or somewhere like that, does my beer have any type of filtration that it goes through?
Yes. Especially, yeah. German breweries love filtering stuff. Yeah, so
they do. And what is the little thing that they use to filter? What is that called?
Diatoms. Hey, I know all about this stuff. Diatomaceous earth, for that matter. Yeah, Old Mecklenburg, when I was working there, we used DE for filter. And if that didn't cut it, we'd also use a plate filtration. The Veil does not filter at all. I mean, we'll do like a biofine, but DE is such a pain in the ass to work with.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it?
I never worked on the DE filter. That was something that Carrie worked on. It's a whole bunch of different plates. Like, the whole thing has to be set up in sequence. There's like loss of pressure, or I mean, it was just juggling a whole bunch of things. You're essentially using these little critters, like diatomaceous earth is, they're like microscopic fossils.
Yep.
Oh yeah. So we're going to talk about this.
Yeah. This is a really fascinating article that actually says to that point that DE or these fossils that have been used for centuries is starting to go away. Like, you just said the brewery you work at, they don't do any type of filtration at all.
That's right. But we also don't do centrifuge. So
there's, you know, I'd be curious to see, other than probably old, I don't even know. I would assume Old Mex still does the same filtering that they did, but who knows? Cause everything's fucking changed over there.
I would suggest that at the batch size they're doing, they're using a centrifuge.
Okay.
But that's a big fucking assumption. I don't know anybody over at OMB that can confirm.
I don't know anybody at OMB anymore.
Yeah, I don't at all.
Yeah, me neither.
But at the end of the day, this old, you know, piece of algae or this microbe that has been around for centuries and centuries that has been fossilized is starting to get phased out at breweries that were using it in the past. Technology is finally starting to kind of catch up to where you just don't have to use it anymore.
That's right. What in the heck?
Yeah, so like, you know, Wells was mentioning there's all kinds of other methods now. There's cartridge filters, there's centrifuges, there's cross-flow membranes. There's all kinds of different other ways to filter other than relying on this old ancient algae.
Yeah. And I'm not going to miss it. DE filter was a pain in the ass for us to work with. And there are so many other products, so many other, like our understanding of the brewing process is so much more advanced than when this was kind of coming along. I mean, but at least we're past the, like, what's it? The fish bladder stuff, like using that as a filtration. That I don't miss that either.
I mean, I was going to say, as somebody that has worked in the industry for quite a while now, like, I'm sure you've seen the filtration process change completely from when you started to where it is today.
Yeah. The big thing for me was the popularization of the centrifuge.
Okay.
Because when Old Hickory got one of those, I'd never seen it before and had definitely never heard it before. That thing is like a jet engine. I hated being around it. I hated being in the building when it was going on. I'm very thankful that I work at a brewery that doesn't have that anymore.
Doesn't filter at all.
That's right.
I mean, because, is that
Hardywood had a whatchamacallit, had a centrifuge.
Yeah. So I was going to ask that, like, is that even, like, how common is filtering today versus what it was 10 years ago? Do you know, just from
people made I'd say it's less common now. I mean, hazy IPAs, you're not going to get
filtered
good haze exactly.
Because, I mean, famously, like, we kind of half joked that the early versions of this were like lazy brewers that didn't want to filter their beer.
Yeah. Right? Or, yeah.
So we are seeing it less and less and less. And, you know, Jeff always does the finger test when he has a West Coast, right? Can he see through it? And the day that Jeff can't see through a West Coast beer, I think he's going to lose his mind.
No, I'll just move on to a West Coast beer that I can't see my fingers through.
Yeah, but what happens when you can't? What happens if everybody stops filtering?
Yeah. It won't happen. Considering how every year we do the evergreen article of brewery styles that are poised for a huge comeback this year, and every one of them is like clear beer, beer-flavored beer, German beer, clear beer, beer-flavored beer. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, I know you're poking at me, but it's not.
I am.
Not
gonna go I am. Yeah. No, you're right. Like, and I am even moving a lot more away from IPAs. Not always. Like, it's almost turned into like a mix of a, there's like a good Kolsch or a good Pils that they have at Common Market. I'm going to grab that.
Yeah. It's also getting to that time of year where it's hard to drink a heavy IPA.
Yeah. When it's hot. Like as fuck.
I know we were talking last time I bought the most recent 12 pack of Torpedo from Sierra Nevada. And those are great, but you know, it's like, there's the one that's light and the rest of them get kind of heavy, kind of fast. And
yeah,
you know, it's, if you're out in the heat, that just isn't, it just doesn't hit as great sometimes.
No, it doesn't. All right. This final article, I want everybody to take this with a giant grain of salt because it's from the New York Post. But this is a very interesting article that in a beer isn't as safe as you may think it is.
I whether the numbers are completely accurate and whether or not this is blown up because it's the New York Post,
yeah,
this does not in the slightest bit take me by surprise.
It doesn't me either, but the study basically took 44 males, young males, split them into two groups. One drank two bottles of NA beer a day. The other just drank water. They were monitoring for things like blood sugar, or glucose, cholesterol, you know, liver functions, all of that fun stuff. Basically, what it boiled down to is those that drank the two bottles of NA beer a day had spikes in things like cholesterol and glucose and everything else. And obviously, those that drank water didn't.
No kidding.
Right?
So, A, sample size real small, 44. I'm not buying it. But why wouldn't you do like a one was NA beer, one was regular beer, and one is and then water is the control, I guess. But
so. Right, I would agree. They did also go on to say that like a Pilsner style NA seemed to have less harm than something that was like a fruit or wheat style NA beer.
Okay.
I don't know why exactly how that would shake out, but at the end of the day, they're basically saying that at least in theory, and you know, big shock to all of us, right? You could sit there and drink all the NA beers you want and think that you're not doing damage to yourself, but at the end of the day, you are. If you are that hard up that you need alcohol, might be time to go get help. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, NA beer shouldn't be there so that you can drink a 12 pack in a sitting.
Yes. Agree.
I mean, it should again, be if, there. If you for... are like, I love how people always bust on like black coffee and they're like, people who drink black coffee are liars. Black coffee tastes like shit. And I'm like, I'm not here to say that like it's my favorite thing in the world, but when I get up in the morning and I get back from the gym and I'm ready for, you know, like just a hot cup of coffee, just, you know, starts me out. Caffeine kicks nice. Flavor wise, you know, it's I don't get all pretentious about it because it's just coffee. Who cares? I like the flavor of beer. I like it to have it with dinner, but I mean, even alcohol or not, just stomach content wise, I'm not going to sit there and drink a boatload of any beer, let alone NA beer.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me. Like to me, the, you know, revelation that, you know, there's all these other ingredients that may not be healthy for you. I mean, like, this isn't a big surprise. We see this happen all the time. There's some new health-like fad that comes along and it's going to, you know, radically change your diet and or these other things, and it's going to make everything so much better. And then you start looking into what's actually in it, right? Like, I remember growing up, and y'all remember Snackwell's cookies?
Yes. Yeah.
And that was the big thing. Oh, these are fat-free cookies. And then you look at what's in them and it's like, oh, but it's like 3 tons of sugar. Like, there's, you know, may not have any fat, but it's not great for you either. And I feel like that's kind of where we're at here. You know, whether it's, you know, like Beyond Meat. Okay, great. It's not cow, but what exactly is all the stuff that's in it either? Right. I mean, it's, I don't know why we would be surprised to find out that NA beers aren't great for you either. I mean, I look at NA beers as just beer flavored soda to a degree.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, at least it's probably not high fructose sugar, but it probably still isn't that much better for you.
No, I don't think it is either. Definitely one of those things where, yeah, like I said, and Jeff mentioned, if you were, these aren't designed to fill a six pack at a night or something like that. And if that's where you're at, you need to seek help, because that's not normal. Nor, I mean, it's not normal in theory. It's not normal, period, right? For any of us. Like, we should not be drinking that much beer. But if you're doing that in NA, you're just doing more harm than anything. Not even getting a buzz out of it, man.
Yep.
Yeah, so. Yeah, big shocker. Oh, and
by yeah, way, I'm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was good. I have the. I'm far from drinking NA beer at the moment, so I'm not the target demographic for this.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I mean, I was gonna say, like, kind of like those Snackwell cookies. Y'all remember the chips that caused anal leakage? So.
Oh yeah! Wow chips.
Yeah, remember that? Wow.
The with
Wow
Olean.
Chips. Yep. The Olean chips.
May cause loose stools.
Anal leakage.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Those things don't last very long.
Straight up, don't trust a fart, right? Like,
yeah, right. Never. Never.
Hey, 1 second. I have a smoke alarm going off.
Oh, that's fun.
Do we need to pause?
Pause it long enough for him to forget to download it, I guess. I don't know.
For the first time in forever, I'm not drinking a non-canned beer. I feel like I don't ever take bottles home with me. So it's it feels a little weird to be, I mean, drink it out of a glass, but pouring out of a bottle. So, yay.
I will say, filling time while Josh is gone, did renew the Revolution Deep Woods for this year.
Oh, kick ass.
Very excited for that. I'm probably going to end up buying extra of this first drop.
And I'm back.
It is the first drop is going to be it'll be their super massive Cafe Death, which is the, you know, extra coffee oatmeal stout. But they're doing double barrels straight jacket. And so English style barley wine aged 18 to 24 months in a variety of premium bourbon barrels before being finished in freshly dumped Eagle Rare casks.
What?
So I'm in for that.
What in the world?
Josh has already started the music. I guess we're done talking.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, no. We still have to do what we've been drinking. This song goes on for like 3.5 minutes. We're good.
Yay.
Right. So for me, I'm drinking this beer that I picked up at Incendiary. It's called Solar Corona. It's a fresh hop cryo West Coast IPA with Citra, Simcoe, Mosaic, and Crush. 6%. I can see my fingers through the glass. It's easy, light drinking, tastes great. Big, big fan. Buy it if you see it.
Nice.
Well, cool.
Yeah, what's this beer you're so excited about?
We bottled this motherfucker today. I drank it off the Bright Tank last week, but this is Starve J. This will come out at the end of July. It is a barley wine. 80% is a multi-barrel barley wine blend, and 20% is Starve H, and it is abso-fucking-lutely phenomenal. Starve H, double barrel Starve H, will be one of my favorite beers of all time. This is, it's up there. So not bad.
I'm trying to remember, Josh, what was that Starve that we had? We had a...
I'm trying to remember.
H.
Was it H? Okay.
I left y'all a bottle of Starve H. Might have been double barrel Starve H.
Wait, you left us a bottle? Where'd you leave us a bottle?
Last, I don't know.
Last year.
We
had it on the show.
Do we have it on the show? Okay. I'm talking about the one we had at Dark Lord, though.
Oh, that might have been double barrel Starve H. I can't remember what we brought Dark Lord.
Yeah, I think that
was Exhibit H. That's what it was.
Nice. Josh, what are you drinking?
I am drinking from Other Half, the $1/$0.99.
$1.99? You know. Okay. Nice. Good.
You know, one of the classic hazies from Other Half.
So it's called $1.99. The irony is they're $7 a piece.
That's fucking fair.
Yeah, that is accurate.
Hey, you guys can't even argue with that. I get it.
No, it's accurate. If I could get this beer for $2, man, I'd be happy as a pig in shit. Excuse me. So, Jeff, we're at the end of the show. Where are we at?
Come check us out, craftbeercast.com. Find links to all the episodes. Hopefully you hear this one. Picking on Josh.
You will. I'll download them both tonight.
Everybody makes a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, I have to chalk it up to I was sick when we were supposed to record, so we had to record on a Wednesday. I immediately downloaded that episode, the first one, and I should have just done the second one, too, and I just didn't. It's my fault. You can shame me.
It's all good. That's it. That was the last time. Anyway, check us out. Wells, where can they find you?
At All The Wells on Instagram, all one word. Josh, where can they find you?
Besides right here, don't forget to rate and review us. Tell a friend, tell somebody, subreddit.com/craftbeercast. And I guess if you really wanted to see all the comic shit that I posted on Instagram, you can follow me on Instagram. My account is private. So if I don't know who you are, I probably will not allow you to follow me. But it's craftbeercast Josh on Instagram. But like I said, it's set to private. So if your name isn't clear of who the fuck you are, I ain't going to accept you.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Oh my gosh.
And other than that, we'll talk to y'all next Thursday.